Hi, it's Russell here. Thanks for your interest in our assessment sessions, which we run specifically for Victoria Police applicants, and it's the only training available of its type. I just want you to imagine something for me. Imagine being able to look into the future, see yourself at the Victoria Police fitness test, at your official test, and just see what happens on the day, get a feel for the way they run the testing, etc. And more importantly, imagine if you could see which of the tests that you may pass and which ones you might fail. And how good would it be to know that in advance? Well, that's exactly what our assessment session is all about. It's the opportunity for you to try the tests, see what happens on the day, see how they run things, and try each of those tests, find out which ones you can pass and which ones you may have an issue with. And we run them in a similar way under similar conditions. So what it really means to you is that you'll get the opportunity to find out prior to having to use up one of your official attempts. Now, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but under the current rules, if you like, or guidelines, police applicants are only allowed 2 attempts at the official fitness test. So you don't really want to be wasting one of those official attempts to find out which tests you need to work on. You may not be aware of this either, but at times the failure rate at the fitness test is quite high. In regards to female applicants, on a regular basis it can be between 50 and 60% of applicants that actually fail the fitness testing. In fact, it wasn't long ago that Recruiting Services Branch on their Facebook made a comment that they were a little concerned about the lack of preparation shown by some police applicants when attempting the fitness testing. And that's a pretty ordinary result where, you know, half the people are failing. And it's not always because they're not well prepared or they haven't prepared themselves or at least tried to prepare themselves. Very often they have tried. Of course, you'll get some who turn up not knowing what day of the week it is, but you will have people who turn up who have been trying, they have been putting in the effort. It's just unfortunate that the type of training that they've been doing is maybe not necessarily the best type of training or the right type of training for the fitness test. So again, it comes back to that specific preparation. And look, obviously at our assessment sessions, you'll be able to meet like-minded people who are taking their application seriously, find out what happens on the day, get a bit of a feel for the way things are run so that some of the anxiety about the test is removed, and more importantly, you know, without wasting one of your official attempts, you can find out which of the tests that you're going to have a problem with, so of course you can address that well in advance of actually going off to do your official attempt. So that's an assessment session, that's what we offer, and look, really, it's a no-brainer, isn't it? I think anyone can see, any police applicant can see the value in doing that sort of session, just being well prepared prior to your official test. So look, that's enough for me on the assessment sessions, guys. I won't keep going on, but if you're interested in coming and joining us for an assessment session, have a look at the details below, and we'll send you some information back about how to reserve a place at our next assessment session. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to chatting to you in the next recording.